Yo, what's up, my guys, my gals? Welcome back, welcome back. Everybody go ahead, gather around one more time. I've returned. Today is season 3, episode 705. Hey, nigga, you think I'm listening to you? Well, hell no, ain't nobody listening to you, man. Go somewhere. Anyway, yo, if you do, shout out to you, man. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit, man. And since you didn't know, this is how things go. If you see somebody, ain't gonna tell somebody, come be a part of something, man. Just make sure you let them know we're a reachable platform for any and all creators, man, who want to get their voice out there to the people. Should we all gather around here, man, and make sure everybody can reach out to the public. You know what I'm saying? And hell, I do believe, yo, if we all keep working together, man, this right here, this is how we're gonna move the culture forward. So go on and join up now. Sign up today, day one. Welcome. It's a little bit of work to do, and we're gonna get right to it how we do. You know what I mean? First off, everybody, please make sure you go look in the mirror and get right with yourself so you can go and come out here and be a productive citizen of the society and that we live in things. You just want to make sure that you're in a good mood, man, to combat all this negativity out here, man, because it is some out there. It is out there for you, my friend. And I just want you to be prepared for it. I'm in this bitch with JT, man. I'm in this motherfucker with Cuz. We're chilling. This is going to be an outside episode of, for the most part, or whatever, you know what I mean? I'm just gonna get it in how we do and things. So, you know, we're gonna speak on some shit. How you been doing, cuz?
Man, just out here, goddamn it, moving around, getting ready for this little trip.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you was on your way up out of here. You getting ready to take another drive and things, ain't you?
Yep.
Well, I see that traveling alone shit, man. Like, that shit is, That's another thing and shit. Like, music can only get you so farly, you know, removed from what you're doing and shit. Like, I gotta be distracted. I just taken a drive and I gotta be kind of like in conversation and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just the back and forth of shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers already know how, like, we are and shit, but, you know. I mean, I'll talk when it ain't shit to do but drive and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather motherfucking chop it up with somebody and shit. I did want to kind of speak to you about blessings and stuff. just because of, you know, everyone's current situation and things and stuff. How do you feel about that list that came out? With the names of everyone who had the PPP loan and shit,
man. Like, I know they was at first happy, like Mike Epps on motherfucker, what the fuck was that, Nate, Next Day Air. And he was like, God sent this. Yeah, you thought he sent that shit.
Yeah,
he smoked y'all ass to the filter.
And it's y'all fucking fault. I had family on that goddamn list that I know goddamn well ignored me in public as if I knew they got the goddamn loan.
And you bitches had money. All you bitches had money. It was like, if you wasn't standing next to a motherfucker, they was standing next to a motherfucker who had that motherfucker.
Who knew how to get it. They both was waiting on, they both had pending transactions and shit. Because there's people on there with, you know, multiple attempts, multiple, you know, PPP loans and shit. I think the most I've seen a motherfucker get was probably like, you know, almost a dozen and shit. But if they approve that shit for 20 bands over 10 times, bro, like, you should be decent. Like, a motherfucker should be good. You'd think a motherfucker would be good.
These motherfuckers got multiple. My shit was saying multiple counts.
Yep. All them damn different reports and shit. Y'all just ate it up, bro. Look, you guys just ate it up, man. It was funny at first. I mean, it probably was fun for them, too. Because they was just hitting the system and shit. But now, the system ain't do shit but kind of, you know, took a look inward and went and got you inwards. They rounding you N-words up right now and shit, bro. And if niggas don't pay it back, I was saying something to the effect of, all right, now, let somebody that got a loan for like the little 20K, that's kind of paybackable. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of paybackable because it ain't 100K. It was niggas on there who, you know what I mean, who had the 5 attempts and got the approval and shit, and they was sitting up 100 grand, but I've just literally seen these people, some of them, and they don't look like much. They don't look like much. Not saying that they're supposed to blow it on designer Camaros and Chargers and shit, but these is just people who walking amongst us, you know, regular, schmegular, degular and shit, and that shit's just weird, bro. For you guys to, for one, withhold the information, because y'all really ain't tell no hood niggas.
Right. ain't tell nobody about the lick, but you sitting right here with this money and acting broke as hell.
But guess what? I'm going to come get my hair twisted, retwisted at one of y'all fucking, what is it, one of your beauty salons.
One of your many beauty salons.
I'm
going
to come get a line up from one of your barber shops.
One of the mini barber shops.
Where in the fuck is all of these businesses? It's as many businesses and LLCs as it is houses. So you bitches is in the living room doing this shit. Janitorial fucking services, food services, nail shop. What's the name of your nail shop? The best nail shop. That's your name? Ain't this a bitch?
Should've knock y'all dick in the dirt.
Shoot you in. He fucking y'all up. Shoot you in. Fucking y'all niggas up. Yeah, nigga, you got that shit for the loan. Shoot you in. Them can't even. Miss Wooten, them can't even get no fucking loan.
Right. The motherfuckers who actually need that shit can't even get it and shit.
That shit's fucked up, bro. Man, y'all motherfuckers took a little lane and shit.
Everybody out here scat pack.
Everybody want to be Hellcats.
Right, everybody out here Hellcat and scat pack. Shit.
I need to put their payments on backpack, nigga. Well, now they want that payback, nigga.
They want that payback, nigga.
The whole 20 and shit, bro. Probably a little bit more, too, with the fines and shit. But is that considered a white-collar crime?
Yeah, they gonna take them niggas.
No, I'm saying, like, think about it, bro. Like, you know us white motherfuckers do that shit all fucking time.
It was like
honestly, bro, like, it's...
What'd you say? It was the cheese on the trap, folks.
Yeah. Y'all niggas took the bait, man. Y'all dumbass. Y'all niggas really took the bait. Y'all really took the bait. And, you know, I honestly can't blame nobody but you guys. You know what I'm saying? It was the temptation of, it was right there. It's right there. Just grab it. You niggas all grabbed it, and I can't believe that shit, bro. Maybe I should have did that shit. I'm finna look for my bitch name on that shit, because if her ass sitting on 20 bands, and I don't fucking know, like, goddamn, bitch, like, what the fuck is going on here? Let me apply. Talking about some, don't mess up my name. It's my fucking name. I should have did that shit, bro. Everybody got approved multiple fucking times. I should have did that shit, bro. Like, and you would think I did it, though, but I didn't. I just live well. I just, you know what I mean? I just make sure shit is how it's supposed to be. You know what I mean? I'm gonna keep some gas in the car. I'm going to keep some gas in the raw. Whew, that was nice. And if y'all ain't catching, I ain't saying it a fucking again. What we smoking today, cuz? What's this shit name?
What was it? Passion fruit?
Passion fucking fruit. That's exactly what he said.
And that's exactly what it smell like. Tastes like all that shit.
Look like everything.
That's why shit looks so motherfucking pretty. It's I can't believe it's not. You know what I'm saying? That's that guy that I can't believe it's not. It looks so motherfucking pretty.
Yeah, but it is. It is the passion, the fruit. I'm fucking with it. And it's doing what it's supposed to goddamn do. You know what I mean? Still chilling, though, man. I had said something about the other day. It was blessings and it was something else and shit. Damn. Well, I said we were going to talk about two things for sure. I know blessings was one of them and shit, bro. Fucking blessings. Well, I know it wasn't travel, but I mean, hell, since it's a little bit more relevant and shit. How you feel about your trip? Because I know you got to do it a couple of times, too.
Yeah, I got to do it a couple of times, but at least I get my break in between. Mm-hmm. And get to come back on some extra shit. And I'm going to come back and then it's going to be power moves then. Because I'll be getting some other shit started. The goddamn, the Emporium, goddammit, up and rising. I got to get ready for that harvest. That harvest is going to be so motherfucking nasty.
So now it's a little bit closer to completion, right?
Yeah.
Let us know the name of it again.
Yeah, we got the Critical Mass XXL growing.
Okay. Ain't nothing, what's the off menu? You got any flavors off menu?
You say what?
You got any off menu flavors?
Oh yeah, we got
little side shit.
Yeah, we got that. Yeah, you know, we got them.
We waiting on the copyrights to the names.
I can't say it right now. We ain't got no name for them, but they up and coming. They up and coming.
I really thought he was gonna. I thought he was gonna say this shit. I'm trying to get this guy.
They up and coming. We just gonna call him Ray Buds for right
just,
now.
Just for the template name. This is the prototype name.
You're right.
This is the prototype. Cause you know I fuck with
and some gee types.
No, I fuck with the other gee names, the other gee categories.
The gee no types. We gonna call them gee no types.
Look, as far as the
alien.
Boy, you can't tell me that's not perfect, nigga. So I'm not. You can have Kush, the OG, whatever it is, cake.
We gonna make that one. That one that I was telling you about. Big as hell for no reason. That I was talking about earlier.
Okay, well, see, this was, he's referring to a prior conversation that we were having before, you know, we went in. Because our show was just like, man, I'm just going to hit record, bro. I had to get this shit done. This shit got to get out. So I was like, all right, nah, we finna make some headway and shit. I'm real glad you're here, bro, because, you know, you do move around a lot or whatever. You know a lot of people and shit. A lot of people know you be moving around and know you know a lot of people. So, you know, I worry. You know what I mean? Because I'm just now getting comfortable with doing the driving and shit. You know what I mean? Long periods of time and shit. Nigga, I just drove 23 hours. You know what I'm saying? I just drove 23 fucking hours and ain't feel it. I didn't feel it. I was too excited and shit. Once I got to where I was going, while I was on my way to going where I was going, like, bro, I was just like, shit. Fucking crazy, man. Shit is fucking crazy. Damn. I've grown an appreciation for the road and shit. A newfound respect for truckers, bro. Because truckers trek, my nigga. And they communicate too, and I'm like, man, why is this dude steady flashing his lights? But it took him all of just to stick his hand out the window, like, nigga, go around me. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm doing my motherfucking thing and shit. Motherfucking truckers. Motherfucking truckers.
Yeah, because I like to drive too. Like, once I get in my mode, I just be moving. Yeah, get to point A to point B without stopping.
Yep. Hell yeah. And I was kind of salty that, you know, the stops I had to make, I, like, really had to make them and shit, you know what I mean? I travel in packs and shit, so, I mean, everybody's bathroom schedule's fucking off, but it let me get to see, like, what type of trip we would be taking, you know what I'm saying? Like, are we the type that's gonna stop whenever somebody needs to stop? And I feel like I am, because I like that size shit. Like, I didn't, like, nigga, I seen different types of chips, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I seen just different types of clothes and shit, and I was just like, okay, this is what the fuck is up. And I'm like, y'all take Link for this? Y'all take EBT for this? Okay, my nigga.
<All
right. laughs> I'm like, bro, what the fuck? And it was fucking fun. And it's fucking fun. Can't go wrong with it, bro. Unless you in the wrong with it. Unless you in the wrong with it. But I'm on traffic, so, you know. Anywho, how's dashing going for you, man?
Oh, shit, it's a new experience. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? If you need, you know what I'm saying? It could come in the clutch if you know how to actually use it.
Yeah, you got to be able to finesse it, right?
Yeah, you got. Yeah, it's gonna need a whole lot of finessing.
You just gotta make your time for it, type shit.
Right.
What made you want to do it?
Just pretty much just bored.
See, yeah, ain't that something though? Right before the winter, niggas just feel like we waiting around.
Right.
I don't want to sit still and shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's part of the reason why this is an outside episode, because that fucking studio, bro. When Cuz said he couldn't come to where I was, he couldn't do, you know what I mean? He couldn't do it the way it's supposed to be done. Is that going to stop me from getting it done with who I want to get it done with? Nigga, I'm going to have to make the fucking adjustments. I'm going to have to motherfucking move around and get out and go see Cuz. Like, bro, like, that shit is just fucking love, bro. That shit's all love, man. for content for y'all ungrateful asses. You see how the audience is now, bro? Because I know you done seen that yay shit. And yes, yes, I'm bringing it up. Because this is another person I can bounce off of. Because what if he hasn't seen anything? What have you heard about Kanye lately? That he going ham? That he going dumb?
That he's going DEF CON? He's the next Tiger Woods.
Right now, he's a Tiger Woods right now.
Yeah, they Tiger Woods in them right now.
At least they ain't Michael Jackson in them.
Right.
Because I don't want him to get princed or anything. Like, these are people who, you know, there was so much truth in what these brothers was trying to say. I just think that right when Michael Jackson got famous and shit, like, not when he was a kid, but I'm talking about as an adult, the teen and shit, like, nigga, he knew he had something to say and shit, but, like, had to swallow that shit for so fucking long. Prince as well. The Times as well. Like, niggas wasn't putting no messages in their music and shit like that. These niggas was going right at, like, corporate and shit. This nigga Prince changed his name to a fucking emoji before you bitches was using emojis, my nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, on G. Like, that shit was so fucking... I'm not understanding none of that shit. Artist formerly known as, and I'm like, why is it like this? I like Diamonds and Pearls though. I was like, okay, oh, you know, that's dude though. I was like, ain't that dude that the Dove cried boy? I mean, I was a shorty, bro, but I don't know. I'm like a dog, I don't speak, but I understand. I understood that shit. I ain't speak on it then though. And now as an adult though, like niggas be going at companies and what happens when you do that is the Kanye, the Nick Cannon. Nigga, they took that shit from Nick Cannon so fucking quick, nigga. And he had to eat that shit. That nigga had to eat that shit, bro. That shit was wrong. And it was foul. They was, bro. That shit was wrong, man. They should have never did that shit. I didn't know that he was that deep in their pockets either, though. You know what I'm saying? That nigga said some shit on his own platform with his own guest on his own podcast. And Viacom said, oh, you think Jews not the original Jews? Okay. Nigga, give us your show, nigga. Fuck. And they kicked his ass out. They put him on punishment. He went on an apology tour. He was sitting down with experts and rabbis and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, but dude, fucking... They took Nick Cannon's show from him, man. And wilding out. I didn't know it's valued at over $1 billion. And I believe that shit, too, because of the caliber of people that he be having on there, man. Mm-hmm. He be having some guests, my nigga. And they play with it. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking Nickelodeon over there and shit. But right. It's like, how the fuck you don't own your own shit enough to where they got control to say, this isn't yours anymore? Y'all proving Kanye West point when y'all take him off Twitter, when y'all take him off the Instagram and give it back to him and shit like that. Because now they gave him his IG back, but now it's like, all right, here, but you bet not such and such so and so. I'm like, damn, dog. Like, that shit kind of foul, bro. Shit's kind of foul, but, you know, it's whatever. That shit whatever, bro. Kanye's going through it right now. He's going through it. The nigga, he's not even all the way fucking divorced yet. So the nigga is still, like, dealing with shit. You know what I'm saying? You got radio personalities making fun of the situation. You got fucking fans, you know, turning their back. Got celebrities turning their back, stepping away from him and shit. They're alienating him. I said the other day, they're buck breaking them. Mm-hmm. They is, cuz. You know what buck breaking is. Fucking. And I'm just like, in front of everybody, too. Yeah, y'all talk like this, this gonna happen. Kanye West, nigga, if we had just. I told everybody, I'm like, man, what he said about George Floyd, yes, it was wrong, but are we going to just ignore everything else that he said? He dropped gems and ain't nobody listening. I give the fans, the audience, I give them the edge where I say, he just saw that Candace Owens documentary before everybody did. And he came out and gave his review. But nobody saw the documentary, so don't nobody know what he talking about. So it just looked like he was talking shit. That nigga was not talking shit. Shit, like, he really meant what he was saying because of something he saw. If you seen the documentary, though, y'all ass would be right there, too. Y'all would at least get some context to what he be talking about. Because niggas just think he out here dissing Jews and shit, and that ain't the fucking case. Why can't we look at it through another lens, like the lens of, man, why come every time somebody say something about y'all, they lose everything? Like, they shit just implodes, nigga. This nigga Nick Cannon couldn't even do shit on YouTube, bro. Like, it's not fucking funny, but it's like, damn, bro. That shit is weird as shit. When you first hear about Nick Cannon, When did you first know of who he was? Don't say Gigolo, because, you know, everybody
else. Hell no. I was watching Nick Cannon back in, like, fucking, before, like, the early 90s on fucking Nick. He was on Nick. He was, like, you seen that nigga grow up.
We watched it.
Like, he was, like, he Kenan. Started, I think he was, thinking like,
Kenan Thompson, right?
Yeah, he was, like a Kenan Thompson type Kale shit. Mitchell. Like he Mitchell. Owned some all that type shit. He was Amanda like, you'll Bynes. See him on, like, you'll see him in camp, you'll see his little cameos and shit, and then all of a sudden he got into like hosting like the Teen Nick Awards and there all that
go.
Shit.
Yep. There you go. Teen Choice Awards, Kids Choice Awards, with the gack and shit that would fall down. That green fucking slime, nigga. They used to call that shit gack.
Oh, yeah, the shit that you get at home, yeah. Well, yeah,
the fart thing right. And shit. But, man, oh, fucking man, bro. I'm sorry, guys. I just see this motherfucking Walter White-looking motherfucker come out looking like he...
Oh, that's Pop.
I'm like, dog, what the fuck? No names.
Yeah,
no names.
Yeah, you see, he look just like his dad.
I'm like, dog, that shit crazy. He look like... Yeah, he do. He like the first person I saw and shit. Sorry, guys. We are referring to a prior conversation that we had before we went on air. Y'all won't get that. It's like an insider joke and whatnot. What have you been? What have you been watching? Like, is there anything that catches your attention to where you could sit down and enjoy it? Because you know the bar for entertainment has, like, dropped severely. Like, niggas won't put on a movie. They'll watch TikTok. Niggas will watch YouTube.
I don't know, like,
niggas
okay.
Niggas will watch YouTube.
Okay, shit for me, like, okay, something that caught my eye and I had to watch every episode to the end just recently. All right, perfect example. Dahmer.
I think
I had to watch that bitch every episode.
That's an anomaly. That was a fucking anomaly. I swear to God, I never sat through shit straight like that. You see what I'm saying? That's because we already heard the story. And
right.
Plus, as
up.
Soon as it dropped, it caught backlash.
Right.
As soon as that shit came out, it was people online talking shit about it as they were watching the episodes.
Right.
I was just like, dog.
That ain't what happened. She didn't even stay in the same building. Stinking ass.
when she did. When she in fact did. The lady that Niecy played and shit. She in fact did. She was right next door and she smelt all of that shit for fucking years. And the problem with that shit was how they just ignored the black people, bro. Like, I'll never get over that shit, dog. That is just so fucking weird how, you know, niggas have a problem and won't nobody give a fuck. You know what I mean? Or it takes people too long to give a damn. That shit is fucking crazy. Nothing else besides Dahmer, though? Because Dahmer's kind of dark, bro. Like, I mean, but I get what you're saying. But when I say it's an anomaly, nigga, everybody sat down and watched that shit straight. Fucking over 10 hours of that shit. Nigga, straight, bro. Niggas fell asleep on, like, episode 7, woke up in the morning, and finished that shit, dog. Fucking finished that shit. Nothing else besides Dahmer, though?
What else? That's kind of hard because I really ain't really been watching TV like that. So when I do watch TV,
we don't. I watch specific shit I on the show and shit.
I watch shit like, okay, I come home, get relaxed, eat, be smoking or something, be like, all right, fuck it. I'll watch the news, local news, national news in the morning type shit. That shit, I'm looking at live PD.
Live PD, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at shit like live PD and shit.
Okay.
Just to see if it's live. You know what I'm saying?
But, a lot of that shit do be live.
You know what I'm saying? Just to see if it's up to date. Because, you know, they be having masks on now and shit for COVID and shit. So yeah, you can tell it ain't
these
no,
are the COVID episodes. But just watch next season. Everybody going to be back bare face. Because I distinctively remember going in Walgreens and couldn't go in that motherfucker without a mask. And now the fucking clerk is now coughing. Talk about some, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bitch, I'm trying to put money on this card and you guys gonna cough all on my shit? Like, fuck out of here, man. Like, we back to semi-normal and shit. But the everything that everybody has shot, everybody got face masks on and shit. Watch the next little couple years, everybody probably still have the COVID protocol. It ain't gonna be no. If you notice in these newer movies, there is no what they used to call them, bro, when the people that be in the background and shit.
Oh, the little stand-ins.
Stand-ins, nigga. It ain't none of them no more. Like these motherfuckers clear blocks now, just to get the shot.
Yeah, securing the location.
Hell yeah, they secure the fuck out of it. It ain't nobody walking through the back no more and shit. Like, it's crazy. I guess we're just chilling for now and shit, guys. It's, it's somewhat early in the day. You know, we won't say what time it is or whatever, but, y'all know we chilling and shit. So y'all get the gist of everything that's going on. Look, y'all get the gist. We're sure waiting on some gangster shit to happen, though. I want safety. I want safety for all. So, you know, whatever does happen today, I would like for it to go accordingly. Because in other situations, bro, like, you know how harmless Pineapple Express was? You ever seen Pineapple Express?
Right.
You know how harmless that shit was? And it just fucking escalated? We is in a movie right now, guys. We're in a movie right now. Look, I'm just going to keep it honest, bro. I'm sorry. We're live. I have to keep it honest. Fucking cartels after cuz. Right now, they want his fucking head. He's with me because he's fucking hiding out, and we're playing cat and fucking mouse. That's the fuck we doing right now. We're playing fucking cat and mouse. You guys ever seen No Country for Old Men when the tracker's in the fucking briefcase with the money? Yeah. We found the tracker. We found the tracker. Playing fucking cat and mouse. Look, playing fucking cat and mouse, man. This shit is fucking scary. But we are in a fucking movie right now. So, how does it feel to be on the run from a con negro nim? Because it looks like you're living it the fuck up right now, sir.
You're living it the fuck up.
You look like you're good, nigga. Look like you're decent.
I'm all right.
Headspace, cool. Ain't got no one to worry about, man. I'm just telling you, we are the safest as we, you know, should be. You know what I mean? Black men in the world and whatnot. But we are very, very particular about the day, though, you know, because, like you said, man, things come in three. Like, for one, I drive by and it'd be an argument. Then my phone would ring and then it'd be an argument. Next fucking thing you know, I'm in a fucking fist fight. Things coming in threes. You know what I'm saying? Shit that comes in fucking threes. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say it ain't shit, but kids, you never fuck with the cartel, man. Look, you never fuck with the cartel. You understand me? Ever. I'm talking about, it's movie shit. Cuz finds a coin. He finds another coin. And then he finds a bigger coin. But the bigger coin is a fucking coin. It's quite the coin.
It's a coin.
Yeah, it's
a lot of coin.
It's a collectible coin that someone would definitely want. It has fucking initials on it, and they're coming to kill him for it. That's what the fuck is going on. The coin can be whatever you imagine, guys. Look, the coin can be whatever you imagine. But sure enough, whoever lost this coin
They're pretty mad right now.
They're very upset right now. They're not the happiest of people right now. It's a beautiful coin. It's a beautiful coin. Fucking coin. But they pretty much have the juice enough to go back to the area where the coin was found and request video footage.
I give two fucks.
So that's how they got his fucking name, birth date, blood type, and hair follicles. That nigga went back and looked at the tape, and he's been following us all day. I'm seeing helicopters now above us. That's why it's an outside episode. It's a must from the studio stuffy. Yeah, all right, nigga. Safe in my studio, nigga. But we got blicks everywhere, so I don't even really care and shit. Like, that's one reason why I don't care. Like, it's not funny and shit because, you know, you don't want to make light of gun violence and shit. There's a lot of motherfuckers who's dead, whose killers are still walking around free and shit. I am kind of sensitive to that and shit because, you know, nigga tried to take my motherfucking life, you know what I'm saying? And told me he did. So, you understand? You got to understand I'm dealing with some shit on the back burner. But we're very safe anywhere we go ever. Every time. Every time. Look, another fucking, what was that, a Charger? That was one of the Dodges, huh? We just sitting here looking at
these. One of them
PPPs, man. Good old PP Yoria, bro. Like, that shit's crazy. It's been about 35 minutes, man, so I guess this is a good place to take a break. I'm going to run to the, I'll be right back. I'm so used to saying that shit, nigga. Even when I'm outside, I'm just like, yeah, I'm finna run to the bathroom. No, nigga. I'll be back and, maybe we'll talk some more shit, yo. Hello, everyone. Marley Miyagi here, back with yet another show for you ladies and gents to enjoy. Come join us whenever you have a moment or so as we try and figure out what's inside these boxes here in our new series, Out of the Box, shot by those same old late bloomers chaps and brought to you by Molly Media and Renegade Films. That's Renegade Films. Did you hear me? And we're back. Hell yeah, man. That's how you do it. You want to punch in, kids? That's how you do it. If you're just tuning in, thank you. I do appreciate that shit. Good looking out. Man, we're going to go on and jump back to this shit, bro. I'd like to shout out Cuz, man, because, you know, he did hold me down for about half the episode and whatnot, but we're going to go on and knock the rest of today out, ladies and gentlemen, straight like that. Real quick, I'd like to take this time to thank Mr. Fred Von Dries. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Fred Von Dries, wise. Some shit like that. That goddamn air fryer, in recent times, has become a household hit. It's been making fucking miracles out of things. It has been making shit easier and whatnot. And I'm late. I'm extremely late to the party. I do apologize, but, you know, I'm going to be big enough and man enough to, you know, give credit where credit is due. And, you know, that gentleman has definitely, made it easier for us all to do certain things, like revive fries. Like, fries were never revivable at first. I mean, shit, you think about, yeah, you just think about it. Nigga, fries was not revivable and shit, bro. And I'm glad they are now. Look, and I'm really glad they are now and shit, man. That's what we needed. At least my fucking dad. You know what I mean? At the fuck least that and shit, bro. I don't remember us talking about Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez, he has been suggested to house arrest, and it's because the judge, one of the judges, I guess from whatever case, I guess it's from the Meg Thee Stallion case or whatever, because he's ordering him to, you know, stay at home or whatever, because He got into that altercation, allegedly, with August Alsina, and they want his black ass to be in jail. They want his ass to stay there. They can't quite lock him up yet, or whatever. But it's looking like, yeah, it's just looking like they asses is, you know, trying to use whatever reason they can to limit him. As far as, the nigga, let him try to go on a tour or some shit, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna have to get, like, all these permissions now and stuff, and, you know, it's not gonna work how it's supposed to and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm kinda against it or whatever, but they do gotta, they're trying, it just feels like they're trying to slow him down, you know what I mean? It just feels like they're trying to slow him down. His recent album did just go number one or whatever with today's numbers, how they being equivalated and shit. Yeah, whatever. However music is evaluated nowadays, my nigga. I'm still smoking on that shit, cuz left me in things, you know what I mean? He gonna let me do my thing with this shit here. And, it's good. But yeah, Tory, he gonna have to turn that shit around for himself, man. Like, honestly. Behavior, I mean, let's see if the nigga get into an altercation at home. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of like what this is and shit. Oh, they popped him on his hand. He already finna get sent to the principal's office with the Meg Thee Stallion case anyway. So, you know, they kind of feel like, I don't know, I guess they kind of feel like they ain't doing no type of harm and shit, you know what I'm saying? But man, oh fucking man. Man, oh motherfucking man. It just all looks bad because if, you know, he's steady having these run-ins and incidences and shit with the police, like, it's just more evidence against him in court and shit as to his character or whatever. But, you know, he still don't, he still doesn't, you know, give off the whole fuck you vibe and shit yet, you know what I mean? And he has, he's got somewhat of a right. God, his comeback is gonna be crazy, and it most definitely will be a comeback, straight up. It appears that FYBJ Main of 63rd of FYB them and shit. It looks like he is signed to OTF, and the fans are split with their reactions and shit, and this is a surprise, because if it's real, then that means everything that J-Main is saying afterwards is true. He's saying that. He's saying that he thought he was low-key or whatever, but Lil Durk has somebody pull up on him and drop him off a gift, and his bank account was hit. He said he got some money from him and shit. It was no exact number or whatever, but there's a different type of flex going on with J-Main and shit. Like, he did have an OTF chain on or whatever and shit. And if it's trolling, then this is some old disrespectful type of shit. And some of the fans are saying that, you know, they're disappointed in him. You know, he let them down or whatever and shit. J-Main's argument is that, his argument is that, you know, it's time to stop the violence. It's time to get some money, and it's time to let some of the hurt go. He says it's time to let some of the hurt go. I can kind of agree with him. You know what I mean? I don't think that any number of bag would satisfy, because it's like, all right, yeah, if he did look out for J-Main, is J-Main finna, you know, cut in Mama Duck? Is J-Main finna cut in, you know, L.A. Capone's family and shit like that? Like, it's like if he really wanna preach this stop the violence stuff or whatever, then he's really gotta set an example.
Like, he has to. It ain't no if, ands, or buts, man. No if, ands, or buts about it, bro. I'm hoping he does the right thing, though. Billionaire Black says that if there's any truth to it, then he's going to take the chain. he's one of the main ones who's saying that he was let down because, you know, even if it's joking, like, you shouldn't joke like that. But if it is real, if there's any truth to it, you know, he's just letting his frustrations, like, he didn't really get emotional about it or whatever, but, you know, King Yellow, on the other hand, King Yellow feels a way, because it was just Lil Durk's birthday, and King Yellow made it be known that, you know, he was sending Durk birthday wishes and shit. When he dropped that video, it was a lot of Chicago artists and bloggers who started coming at King Yellow. And, you know, calling King Yella OTF Yella and all of this other shit when really he was, you know, he doubled back and said he was trolling or whatever. You know, they had a problem with, it was video of King Yella listening to Durk and shit. Like, they was criticizing him for that and shit. But here it is, J-Main, you know, supposedly just got signed and shit. And I don't even really know if it's, like, for his music or whatever and shit, but I don't know what, like, y'all gotta think it's angles to this shit. What do you think Durk meant by dropping that type of bag off to him? You know what I mean? What do you think J-Main is thinking he should do with this newfound financial situation and shit? You know what I'm saying? I don't want him to crash out. Excuse me. I don't want him to crash out trying to prove shit to fans, prove shit to the audience. That shit never works. Fuck that shit. It you know what I mean? It's a waste of time. What he should do is keep fucking doing his YouTube shit. And on one hand, if it's trolling, man, just keep getting the views and, you know, keep doing your thing and shit, because you obviously making certain people mad and shit. Like, that, it's a lot of niggas who don't play like that that you're playing with and shit. And, you know, since this is some broadband shit, you know what I'm saying, I'd agree, you know, you better keep that shit on the internet and not try to take that shit in the streets. But I was thrown for a loop when I thought that it could have been real, because, you know, that would have to mean at some point you're gonna have to sit down with Durk. Like, y'all gonna have to, like, he's gonna want his money back some way, shape, or form and shit. And I don't know if this nigga's in a 360 deal to where, you know, his YouTube will now be monetized by only the family records and shit. But it's angles, you know what I'm saying? It's ways to look at this shit, man. And like I said, a lot of people are not feeling it. A lot of people are, you know, congratulating him and shit and being man enough to walk away from everything that's happened and stuff. Really, it's got people looking a little bit closer too, because they're like, well, what direct problem did he even have with Durk? A lot of you niggas be inheriting beef. I don't fuck with them because so-and-so don't fuck with him. Years later, so-and-so end up fucking with him, and you've been this whole, you know, person against these dudes and shit, and, you know, fucking time will tell and shit. Time always fucking tells, man. Can't wait, though. You know what I mean? Can't fucking wait, bro. I can't wait to see what the extortion gang is getting ready to do. I can't wait to see what King Yella talking about or whatever. I want to see how long people are going to stay upset with him and shit. I'm waiting on J-Main to say he was just trolling and shit, bro. Like, where did you get a iced out fake ass OTF chain? Like, that shit crazy. Somebody hit different. It does. It really does hit different. Y'all ass be tweaking, bro. Like, J-Main still, to me, is like one of them and shit, bro. And I'm, you know, I wasn't that let down or whatever, but I can see like a shift in his energy and shit, though. The nigga do seem a lot happier and shit, bro, but just because like he can finally take care of, you know, his family members and shit like that or whatever, people that's close to him and shit. As far as that other internet stuff, bro, keep it on the net. Keep it on the net. Because these niggas is out here. Motherfucking out here. Fuck else. Fuck else, man. Birthday wishes to my content sis, Milagro Grams. She's still out working you hoes. Even on her birthday. Even on her worst day, nigga. Like, she's still stepping, getting to that shit. She didn't really have a long live or whatever, but the video that, you know, we were able to all, you know, watch and sitting alive and all that shit. See, I was kind of busy and shit. That's why I couldn't really, like sit down and shit. You know what I mean? Like y'all hear this shit. It's an outside episode and shit. You know what I'm saying? But I was chilling with cuz them and shit, bro. Just rolling around this motherfucker, bro. Like, niggas is really, really in a good, decent-ass position and shit, bro. And it comes with, you know, birthdays that come and pass and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, that's just love. So, that's just love. I'm fucking with it. You know, I fuck with a lot of fucking bloggers, bro. They all be doing they shit, bro. Oh, God. Skechers and TJ Maxx ain't rocking with Ye. So, fuck y'all. Oh, God. Like I said, we've been speaking on Ye and shit. You know what I mean? I even tried to, you know, catch cuz up on all the things that have been going on in recent times and weeks and shit. But it's, you know, it's only so much proof we gonna get that Ye's brand has been tarnished because of outside influences over comments he's made, over words that he spoke. So, yeah. But that ain't shit, though. But that ain't shit, though. It's nothing. I firmly believe he'll bounce back because, you know, people fuck with him. Like, I mean, even to have his financial state fucked with, like, the amount of money that they saying that he totally has, nigga, like, that's still a lot of money. It's still a lot of money. True, it would have been a lot more if he, you know, was still combined with the whole Kardashian clan, but I just can't believe it. This nigga really saw something behind the scenes that, you know, that has jolted him into people thinking he fucking bipolar, bro. Like, it's, that shit is, nigga, they'll diagnose you in the headlines and shit. Calling that shit a breakdown and all of this shit, bro. And yeah, this the rant. Nobody else does this in Hollywood. Nobody else does this in music and shit, dog. And this, he's not the Charleston White of rap. Excuse me. Yeah, he not the Charleston White of rap or nothing like that. It's just, this is a difficult time. This shit is a difficult motherfucking time, man. And I get it. Try to be a little more understanding and whatnot. I do. If you can't do that, then, I mean, you know, it's fuck you anyway. So, Skechers, I really don't remember seeing any of your recent works on anybody's body lately. TJ Maxx, fuck y'all in general, just because you once was so powerful and now you wear dots at and shit. If y'all don't know what dots is, I mean, shit, I ain't talking about the candy retail store. Retail store type shit. Yeah, nobody really shop there and shit, man. It's like, y'all not fucking with him ain't, it's not doing him no harm and shit. It just makes you the it just makes you the company who refused to work with Kanye. You know what I mean? Look at everybody else who's refusing to work with him and shit, man. Everybody's scared to stand next to this guy now. Everybody. That shit crazy as fuck to me, man. There's this YouTuber named fucking Dream. His name is Dream, and I guess he's been hiding his face for a while. His face reveal has gotten, like, mixed reactions and shit. But it did do a lot of views, you know what I'm saying? It got a lot of attention, and that shit is crazy. 43 million views, and hundreds of motherfucking people, you know, talking shit. Straight up. They fucking making memes and all of this shit, saying that he should have just stayed behind the, this little mask thing that he's using and shit, bro. And I was just like, bro, that shit crazy. A nigga's face reveal was that important to people that, you know, it was viewed almost 50 million times. 50 million times is half of 100 million times. Y'all motherfuckers care almost 100 million times about this nigga's face reveal. Like, that shit, that is just crazy to me, bro. They be black bloggers that I can hear in their voice, they black and shit. Won't show they damn face on YouTube for nothing and shit. They getting sponsorship money, AdSense money, and all of that shit too, though. You know what I mean? They ain't revealing they damn face. Yeah, them niggas like, shit, fuck that. So secretive, though. You know what I mean? Like, our shit, our face reveal wouldn't be that important to people. Armand Wiggins, like, he gets, you know, capped at a certain level of live viewers and shit, certain viewership and stuff. Hassan Campbell definitely be getting fucked with, because I've seen his live chat be up to like 13K, and with the message that he puts out there and shit, bro, the type of fight that he wants to put up or whatever, it don't really be that many live viewers now because of the way that YouTube mechanics are. If YouTube know good and well that you try and set a premiere video or whatever, it's supposed to notify all of your subscribers. It's been times where this nigga done went live and, you know, we don't know until an hour in or whatever, or the notification to come late or whatever, so niggas can miss part of the conversation and stuff like that. And they hate on him because when a nigga do get super chats, nigga super chat, if you send somebody $5, they're only getting three, maybe two. It touches too many people's hands before it even gets to them and shit. You know what I mean? So y'all sitting there in the chat, steady sending $5, $10 trying to get your question answered. That's not helping the creator. If they got a Cash App or something, that's what you want to use. You know what I mean? You don't want to, you don't want to just support no old bullshit, I guess. And we got to be a little bit more smarter, too, because the owners of YouTube, the people whose job it is to see who's popular on YouTube, those people, they can see what communities are rocking with each other and stuff like that. They can see what creators are, you know, getting the views and the attention and shit like that. So what's to say they, you know, just do like, you know, iPhone them doing, slow down services, you know, chopping nigga Wi-Fi speed in half and shit. What if they slow down your subscriber count? You know what I mean? What if they make it so that your notifications won't go out? Like, as minuscule as that is, as tiny as that is of an issue, bro, that shit adds up. All that shit fucking adds up, man. And that shit is just whack as fuck. We gotta start watching these motherfuckers. They're doing some slick shit, yo. They doing some slick shit, bro. Look at the views. Look at the titles of the videos and shit, bro. Like, these niggas don't be creating no content. These niggas ain't putting out no message and shit like that. Like, this shit is for the fucking birds. Steady giving up our ideas. Steady giving up our creations and shit on YouTube for fucking free. Talking about some, we gotta have hours of fucking watch time and shit. Like, man, be seeming like niggas start their channel and buy them bitches, because I be seeing niggas with not even 1,000 subscribers get fucking ads and shit. They gave me ads for a little while and shit, and then took them bitches away for what? I don't know. I don't got a copyright strike, my nigga. Still don't know why they took that shit away. That shit is crazy. But it's gonna be dead too, though. I'm gonna stop giving their ass shit, man. Dead ass. The Lakers are off to a rough start. I guess I can talk about some motherfucking sports. Lakers off to a rough start this season, man. They ass, you know, I mean, it's 4-0 right now, but I mean 0-4 right now, but it's, you know, it's still early. So they do have time to turn it around and shit. I'm hearing that they are missing some key players or whatever and shit. So, I mean, hell, I guess they just going to get to it how they can and shit. You know what I'm saying? They going to have to address this shit. Duh. But, you know, if you ain't really got to, then why should you? You know what I'm saying? Yes, they still have to. Yes, they still have to. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just talking shit. But I know who, I already know, I have my pick for the, championship or whatever, and it's, you know, it's still gonna be the Golden State Warriors, just cause, you know, those are just some boys you don't want to play with, man. I'm sorry, they have a well-rounded team and shit, bro. Even with Draymond imploding, my nigga, even with the nigga imploding, he's still fucking good, you know what I'm saying? Still fucking good. Ah, sorry guys, I've been fucking chilling, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, today was one of them days and shit. I say it's a little outside episode, like it ain't nothing, but I mean, shit, I've seen a lot outside, bro, like, I don't even, you know, I'm not encouraging this at all and shit, but I've seen, fucking domestic disputes and shit, you know what I mean? Like, it's some motherfucking things going on out here and shit, bro. See the little car wreck and shit. A car incident or whatever, like, there's some shit going on out here, bro. It's people, man, it's people who are just going through it right now, too, bro. I'm not gonna speak on everything and shit. I do want to send some motherfucking, you know, healing energy to my brother, Fofuli Marley. He just had his motherfucking heart ripped out and stepped on in front of him and shit, and then was asked to pick up the pieces and repair it, because that's the only thing I can compare that shit to. And, you know, I don't wish his situation on any fucking body, and I just want to let his ass know, you know, for some reason, if he ever hear this episode and shit, bro, like, you know, I would not know what we talked about earlier. I ain't gonna bring that shit up right now. Wait till your ass get on the show, or until you comfortable enough for the, you know, for the outside to hear it and shit, because I want him to tell his own damn story. Like, this shit, it's not right. This shit is not fucking right. What also isn't right is, you know, some of the decisions that parents choose to make and shit, bro. Like, I don't think bro in this, under the circumstances, is in no type of wrong. He was not privy to certain information and shit, and that kind of fucked him up. Like, the way that he learned about the information and shit, like, that shit's whack as fuck. That shit whack as hell. But, again, I just want to let him know that I'm fucking supporting him. I got his back, you know, and whenever you ready to get that shit off his chest, my nigga, like, you know, we ain't even got to monetize that shit. Like, you can, I know what's going on, so, nigga, you can just hit me up and talk to me directly and shit. Like, we ain't got to make no content out that shit. Because it's not fucking funny. That shit is not for sale. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nah, bro. And then, you know, aside from him, gentlemen, I just need everybody to make sure that you are good. Mentally, physically, financially. Just make sure you're good, man. There's a lot of people out here who will try to hold certain shit over your head, man. You don't want that. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that type of energy. You ain't got that type of time. Motherfucker, tomorrow's not promised. You know what I mean? Just get on your shit. Make sure you're good. So that way, whenever anybody ever has to look to see if you are and shit, they can see that you know, you're a motherfucking organ donor and all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of shit, bro. Like, motherfucking shit be good, man. And if you got kids, man, just try to, hey, regardless of the situation, whoever got them in their care or whatever and shit, you make sure that you, goddammit, pay them some attention. Make sure you get them some of your time. Even if you ain't got no money, Nigga, yo ass can scrape up money for Backwoods. Nigga, yo ass can scrape up some time to go spend with your fucking child. So, you know, there's that. Look, there's fucking that. Another woman. Another woman has come forward saying that Herschel Walker took her to get an abortion. And, of course, he is denying this one as well. I think the latest thing that he said was something to the effect of his campaign has moved on from that situation, that topic or whatever and shit. But, I mean, I guess he's choosing to, you know, not give it any light. So, you know, not finna blame the dude for that shit. If you choosing to ignore that shit, they just gonna scream that shit louder any fucking way. So, nice try, Herschel. Nice try, Herschel. Daryl Brooks. Life. Daryl Life Brooks. Well, I think his name is Darrell or whatever the fuck, man. He's been found guilty of 6 counts of intentional homicide. He's the guy who fucking drove his SUV into the Waukesian Christmas parade. Fuck him. He didn't got what he deserved and shit. He definitely had the day in court that he was going to have. So, there's that. fucking good riddance. Straight up, good riddance, man. Them people did not deserve that shit, yo. I'm dead ass serious. They definitely did not deserve that shit. So, you know, you go ahead and enjoy your life. Your new life in prison. Okay, pumpkin? Anywho, man. I'm getting out of here because it's over with, man. So if you're new, shout out to you. Glad you came through. Sure appreciate that shit. Good looking out. I will be back in the next couple of them. Just make sure you slide back as well. Day ones. Today's done. It's over with. Make sure you dap the door, man. Tip the waitress. Wipe your feet before you go in the crib. All that good stuff, man. And I will be back in the next 2 days. Y'all won't even miss me and shit, man. If you feel me. Hey, nigga. You think I'm listening to you? Boy, hell no. Ain't nobody listening to you, boy. Get on somewhere, man. All right, y'all. Yep.